dos Estados Unidos na articulação do golpe, na manutenção da ditadura e na construção dos aparatos de repressão e tortura.
Esse estádio tem sangue de operário!
It is weird, but for most of my life, at least until I left school, I don't remember having any sense of responsibility for the collective or for the society. For the past and for history. A history full of oppression and violence, slavery and colonization. A history of injustice. My mother comes from a Brazilian couple with Italian, her mother, and German, her father, origins. My father is a Nicaraguan from León. He moved to Brazil 2 years before the Sandinista Revolution in 1977. His mother was an Indian. Her family name was Amaya. I didn't get this name. Instead, I got my grandfather's family name from that side, the Spanish one, Pacheco. Right here, I am this confusion of identities, the inventory of colonial violence and sad stories of migration. But then again, in Brazil, who isn't? I don't know how easy or how difficult it is for someone to come out of this middle-class illusion, out of this cohesion disguising cruelty and violence. For me, personally, it was important to work between 2005 and 2009 in the Institute for the Arab Culture. Knowing and having contact with people and the realities of Palestine, Israel, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, it rubs in your face the flaws of the nation-state idea. How oppressive and inherently undemocratic this thing is. How it entrenches itself with capitalism. And how we still have a strong influence of a world order of imperial powers. Having contact with the kind of discussions in the Middle East about post-colonial society is a kind of a revelation. It gives you ways to articulate better the situation in Brazil and Latin America, I guess. At least, it did it to me. After 4 years working on Icarabi, I felt a kind of responsibility towards Palestine. Because what happens there is surreal. is so absurd and unbelievable. How many houses are demolished? How many people are arrested? How many land is grabbed illegally? How many cubic meters of water they steal? That is why this is outrageous, because the international community, who knows, prefers to ignore it and let the class colonial effort go unhinged.
Algeria,
maybe. Algeria.
Why? Something.
Because they're Muslim.
Something in France is Muslim.
Yeah.
Some players are Muslim. Yeah.
Who's?
Some players in France are Muslim.
Yeah, one or maybe
Vida player. Who is Muslim?
But,
in
but
I don't know anyone.
Who is Muslim?
Rebeiro.
Who?
Rebeiro Muslim.
After 10 years.
Maybe he is Muslim?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
In France.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Maybe.
I didn't know that.
Henry.
No.
Yeah, but
not Muslim.
Yeah. Rebbe is Muslim. Henry Muslim.
No.
You
Andre,
don't know.
Andre?
No.
Muslim.
Yeah.
Muslim.
No, I didn't
know. The football. The football.
Not Sarkozy. Sarkozy, I don't like. I don't like Sarkozy.
You know, the ball is Muslim.
Who is the ball? The French ball is Muslim.
يلا مروح
هذا العبيس ما جاب
هذا أم روح
عبيس ما جاب
هذا إيه زيدان
عبيس ما جاب هذا
زيدان
عبيس ما جاب
زيدان
هو ألجيريا
ألجيريا
إيه مسلم ولا لا
مي هو مسلم
yeah yes okay
what's the matter
thank you
what's the problem مسلم
what's the topic
bring to Muslim
but he live in France
he played for France
you live here.
The crew was me, Lucas, José and João. João was more like a producer in the field. Lucas and José did the photography. And Lucas edited the movie afterwards, me and him putting the script together.
We are against who is support Israel. And we are more and more who is support us, like Spain. Spain is support us every year. The conference, they support us with money and people and everything. From Brazil, you are from Brazil. And we have many friends more there. We have a problem with Israel or with the government. But there is many Israelis who support us. But if it's a play, with Israel or another country, you know, we have to support the another country. A game, a football game. But the political or what's happening is, it's coming inside. Maradona support Israel. And there is a talking here in Palestine. Maybe it's not the truth. My child support Argentina. But I hate them because Maradona support Israel. You know?
The movie was hard to make for many reasons, but mainly because it was so political, we didn't get the state funding we needed in the beginning. So we had to pay for the whole production ourselves, from plane tickets to other costs.
You know, like, do you miss the feeling if you are sitting at home, there's nobody after midnight will come to arrest you? If you want to go to visit your friend in other Brazilian city, there's nobody can stop you for 2-3 hours. If you want to travel, just take your passport and cross the borders, not to spend 9 hours or maybe in the end you are not allowed to cross the borders because security reason. You want to see your friend in Jerusalem, it's fine. It's like 10 minutes from my home by car. This is what we miss as Palestinians. Not food, not money, not, you know.
The Palestinians don't need us, really. They can manage themselves. But because the international community has so much accountability in the issue, we, as a civil society, should do what we can to change the way the whole issue is portrayed. It is indeed the last colonial war. It is exactly because of that which is important to go to universities to counter this hegemonic narrative regarding the issue of Palestine. I like to talk about the question. Exactly because the responsibility we all have towards it. It is outrageous that we still accept the hegemony of this two-state or peace process paradigm, which in reality is a disguise for the colonization of Palestine. This is not being biased. This is to say what it is. Sometimes you have an audience which knows more about the issue. Other times, they know almost nothing. That is one of the steps, to build a discussion abroad more connected to what is going on in the ground. To dismantle this prison of terms that sustain the domination and the oppression. It's not only about Palestine. It is a structure of politics that entangles the whole region. We found out later that the Israeli Federation of São Paulo sent a letter to the Office of Education asking to take our movie out of the 2012 program. And they would quote me as a journalist that couldn't be trusted, that wanted to destroy Israel.
After September 11, people in Brazil were kind of forming an image about Arabs, about the Arab people, that was very bad, and we felt a lot of discrimination. So then we decided that it was an important moment to take action and do something and talk to the Brazilian society. Explaining our culture, explaining our backgrounds. We started to do festivals, film festivals, articles, books, expositions, shows to show art and to talk, and courses. Many students came to Icarabi, and we could give courses about geopolitics and the Arab society, the culture, the problems with the Middle East, to talk about the Palestinian question. Icarabi became like a reference to these students. 10 years after, we see many of those students, now they are professionals in TVs and in journals, newspapers, and magazines. So in Brazil, because of this situation right now in the Arab countries, the work of Icarabi is even more important, I think, because we need to talk about the situation there and how this is related. We still need to work on the relation between those countries and our country here in Brazil or in Latin America. It's an illusion to think that this is not connected to Brazil or to other countries outside Middle East. Attempts of 9/11, they did create lots of new images in the press and stereotypes and a whole, on the one hand, curiosity, and on the other hand, negative depicting of the Orient, the Muslims, and so on. The course itself of Orientalism in history, it kind of grew gradually, and was finally in 2012 that I established a course. We have our own long history of colonization and struggle against colonization, not only the Portuguese colonization, but contemporary colonization through culture, through images, through cinema. I think this brings us closer to the reality in the East, in general. I mean, Muslim countries or non-Muslim, but countries that also have this in common. It has to do with our own identity. There are many, many wrong views, stereotyped views, and a terrible tendency of people in the media, in society in general, to accept, for example, that the Palestinians are guilty for their own domination. Because, let's say, they didn't want to build their state, or because they don't want to talk about peace, or because they refuse the state of Israel. So this is a stereotyped view. Once you explain to people here in Brazil history, the current situation, the uneven peace talks, the way the occupation of Palestine functions, this whole system of domination, here people understand this so easily that they immediately see, oh, you know, now I understand, okay, the Palestinians are the victims of a whole process of a long history of 100 years of domination, you know, and they tend to side with Palestinians in solidarity very easily because it is very close to our reality. And I see this in my work at the TV, in the press, and so on, in interviews. It's really not difficult for people to understand that we should, the world should, give more solidarity to the Palestinians to solve this problem, which is a problem of a worldwide, you know, it's a worldwide problem. It's not just a Palestinian or just an Arab or just a Muslim problem.
The population of the Arab community in Brazil is around 12 million, even though that is a guess, for we don't have exact figures. It could be more. But the fact is that the Arabs have a great influence, and they stood out. The sense of the migrants just kept the recipes of food and the stories of their fathers. The second generation, the grandsons and the granddaughters, dug into their roots. They wanted to know more about the language and the history. Maybe Karabi was part of this process, and 9/11 was a wake-up call. It seems that events in 2001 arose a hidden identity of these Arabs. Aziz, or a writer like Hatun or Hadwan Nassar, bringing their migrant facet to their literature.
Je suis d'origine arabe, moi et peut-être 12 millions de Brésiliens d'origine libanaise ou syrienne. Les Arabes sont venus au Brésil pendant la deuxième moitié du 19e siècle par différentes raisons, plutôt économiques. Je suis fils d'un Libanais musulman, marié à une Brésilienne aussi d'origine libanaise, mais à la fois d'une famille catholique et musulmane. Dans ma famille, le Coran et la Bible étaient les deux livres sacrés. Cette séparation entre l'Orient et l'Occident, entre Est et Ouest, c'est une séparation qui a été construite par les pouvoirs coloniaux. La culture arabe, la musique, la cuisine, et après, quand j'ai grandi un peu, la poésie arabe, même le Coran, des fois, c'était de pure invention. Ce petit Liban, ce petit monde arabe à Manaus a stimulé mon imaginaire et la façon de voir aussi le monde. Une quête des origines, mais sans la nostalgie des origines. Je crois que le gouvernement d'Israël ne veut pas la paix. Je suis contre, comme j'avais dit, contre la violence. Mais je crois que le gouvernement d'Israël ne veut pas la paix. S'il voulait la paix, ils seraient sortis, ils auraient déjà quitté le territoire palestinien.
I remember when Hatun once said, "The romance, the fiction book per excellence of the Palestinian issue, is Elias Houri's Bab el-Shams, Gate of the Sun." There is an excerpt in the beginning that made a huge impression on me. Maybe it was one of the reasons for me to go to Palestine. The story is about an old man in a coma. He fought bravely for the Palestinian cause as a guerrilla man, but now was in a bed, immobilized. Another Palestinian refugee in Lebanon, a doctor, was taking care of him. And on his bedside would be telling stories for the old man to keep him alive. In this part, Halil, the young, was telling the story of the visit of Hassan, a refugee old woman recently deceased. She went to the Galilee to visit her old destroyed village, Quikit. Halil asked her to pass in Gabasiya, his destroyed village in 48. Then she brought him some oranges from this village. Then the story goes like this. I cut an orange from the branch so that I could taste Palestine. But Hassan yelled, "No, it's not for eating, it's Palestine." I was ashamed of myself and hung the branch on the wall of the sitting room in my house. We have to eat every orange in the world and not be afraid, because the homeland isn't oranges, the homeland is us. That part of Bab el-Shams is a powerful message, especially for journalists to go out there to know. So, as I said, having contact with these post-colonial discussions about Algeria, or the state formation of Iraq and Lebanon, or the last colonial war in Palestine, we can see a mirror of what happened, and maybe what still happens to us. Today in Brazil, we have a moment of potential popular upheaval. In June 2013, we had a mass of protests. They were demonstrating against the raising of the bus fare. But in the background, you had a lot of disenchantment. We can discuss, do we have a left government in power? Does it disguise itself that way? The fact is that this government didn't go too far in the leftist agenda, And because of that, it empowered people with the basics, and now they want more. They want their full rights. And with the absurd we see, so the World Cup could become possible in Brazil. With the dislocation of people, the changing laws so you can punish political dissent and criticism in the same way we did during the dictatorship. You can see political movements and parties walking maybe to a new consensus of action, like in June. But the fact is that now we have a state which oppresses its people using football. Football is not a tool to unite. It is a cultural manifestation that can expose the contradictions in a society. And that's what you saw in the street that night. It was the racial democracy mask falling down, and the protests against the government being watched by the military police, ready to put us in our place, pretty much like a colonial force in any other place.